had noted the position of Simon's roving hands. "Why is the river becoming so wild and choppy, Kim?"
"Rain upriver. There is much flooding. I warned you, but Don consulted with another and was told the river was passable. As we get farther upriver, we shall see."
"I thought a series of storms was coming," Don defended. "I checked the weather this morning."
"Yes, the wind smells of rain."
"At least with the wind blowing so hard, the bugs leave us alone," Amy said. "I am waiting for the day I don't have 50 bites on me."
There was a long silence while the wind tugged at their clothing and whipped through their hair. Rachel kept her gaze on the shore and the trees with their branches raised to the rolling clouds. Once she saw a snake coiled around a low-lying branch, and another time she spotted flying fox hanging in the trees. The world seemed a rich and wonderful place, a place far from people, far from deceit and treachery, a place in which one might be able to vanish without a trace. It was a dream she meant to make a reality.
"The storm is coming. We have to take shelter fast. If we're caught on the river, we could all drown."
Kim Pang delivered the ominous warning, startling her. She'd been so absorbed in the forest, she hadn't been paying attention to the darkening sky and spinning clouds. A collective gasp of alarm went up from the small group, and instinctively, they huddled closer together in the power launch, hoping Kim could get them upriver before the storm broke. A surge of adrenaline rushed through Rachel's bloodstream, triggering a rush of hope. This was the chance she had been waiting for. She lifted her face to the sky, smelled the storm and the wild wind, and felt droplets on her skin.
"Be careful, Rachel,"
Simon advised, tugging at her arm, wanting her to hang onto the edges of the boat as they whipped through the choppy water toward the encampment upriver. He had to shout the words to be heard above the roar of the water. Rachel smiled at him and obediently caught at the boat, not wanting to appear different in any way. Someone was trying to kill her, maybe even Simon. She wasn't about to trust anyone. She had learned that lesson the hard way, more than once before it sank in, and she wasn't about to make the same mistakes again. A smile and a word of warning didn't mean friendship.
"I wish we had waited. I don't know why we listened to that old man saying today was the best day for travel,"
Simon continued, yelling the words in her ear.
"First, we wait through nearly 2 clear days because the omens were bad, and then, on the word of some man with no teeth, we just all climb in the launch like sheep."
Rachel remembered the old man with shifty eyes and great gaps where his teeth should have been. Most of the people they met were friendly, more than friendly, laughing and always willing to share everything they had. The people along the river lived simply, yet happily. The old man had bothered her. He sought them out, talking Don Gregson into leaving in spite of Kim Pang's obvious reluctance. Kim had nearly backed out of guiding them to the village, but the people needed the medicine, and he guarded it carefully.
"Is the medicine worth money to the bandits?"
she shouted the question to Simon above the roar of the river. Bandits were reputed to be commonplace along the river systems of Indochina. They had been warned by more than one friendly source to be cautious as they continued upriver.
"Not only the medicine, but we are too," Simon confirmed. "There's been a rash of kidnappings by some rebel groups to supposedly raise money for their cause."
"What's their cause?" Rachel asked curiously.
"To get richer."
Simon laughed at his own joke. The boat bumped over the water, jarring them all, shooting sprays of water into their faces and hair.
"I hate this place," Simon complained. "I hate everything about this place. How could you want to live here?"
"Really?" Rachel looked into the jungle as they rushed by. Tall trees, so many blurring together she couldn't tell one from the other, but they looked inviting. A refuge, her sanctuary.
"It's beautiful to me."
"Even the snakes?" The boat pitched wildly, and Simon grabbed for a hold to keep from being thrown overboard.
"There are snakes everywhere,"
Rachel replied softly, unheard above the roar of the river. She had been careful to disappear from her home in the States, had planned out